Welcome to Shul Marshal and the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Hashem Be'Akav Shalom and Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Tiny Staff Chavov the beginning of the fourth perek of Maseches Tainis. We have the long Mishnah that concludes by speaking about Shiva Sabbatamuz and Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah tells us the end of Amud Aleph. Chamisha Dvorim Iru Savuseinu B'Shiva Sabbatamuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. There's five things that happen on Shiva Esrei Tammuz and five things that happen in Tisha B'Av. And to explain the idea of the five things, I want to bring here what my Rebbe Ramiz Shapira Zatzal always used to mention. The Medrash brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned originally that every month of the summer will have a chag. It was supposed to be that Pesach is on Nisan, the Chodesh Iyar has Pesach Sheni, Chodesh Sivan has Shavuos, and then Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Av was supposed to be Yom Kippur, Chodesh Elul was supposed to be Sukkot, and Chodesh Tish was supposed to be Shmini Atzeres only. Rav Moshe always used to say that the Tammuz, the Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be in Tammuz, what day of Tammuz it was supposed to be? It was supposed to be Shiva Esrei Tammuz. And the day that was supposed to be Yom Kippur was supposed to be Tisha B'Av. That's why even today Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur have a lot of similarities. If you look at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you see the difference between them is what is the focus of the day. Rosh Hashanah, the day of Rosh Hashanah, is focusing on Malchus Hashem. We're talking, so to speak, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Shemayim. What's going up there in Shemayim? Yom Kippur is talking about a person, a human being, of Am Yisrael. Where are we holding? Because Shmuel is mechaper on us. Shmuel is rectifying our sins and making us pure. When we have five things that happen on Shiva Esrei Tammuz, five things on Tisha B'Av, meaning Shiva Esrei Tammuz and Tisha B'Av turn from being Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to being the opposite. Shiva Esrei Tammuz turn it to be the bad things that are associated with what's going on up there in Shemayim, with our connection to Shemayim. And the five things of Tisha B'Av have to do with the five bad things they have to do with us. Rav Moshe always used to mention, and this is the Ben Yoyada here in the Sugya, that says that five and five is not a coincidence, five and five, but five and five are connected to the two letters in the Shem of Hashem. You have Yud K, Vav K, two Hays. One is called Hey Lo, one is called Hey Tato. The two A's, as Chazal tell us at several places in Sefer HaZoyar, the Hei Lo refers to what's up there in Shemayim. And the Hei Tato refers to how things appear down here in the world. And this is very fitting. Hei Lo has to do up there in Shemayim. Hei Tato has to do down here in the world. These are the Shiva Esrei Tammuz Tisha B'Av. And if you look at every one of the Maisim that goes on in these days, it has to do with this difference. Shiva Esrei Tammuz is when the Luchos broke. When there was Chet HaEgel, the Luchos broke. The Luchos, or the Torah coming from Shemayim, in the highest way possible. As the Beis Halevi explains in length, the whole idea of the Luchos is that person learns, doesn't forget, people, there was no Misa. It was the highest level of Torah coming from Shemayim. On Tisha B'Av, the first thing that happened that day was Chet HaMeraglim. As the Baal Tanya explains, what's Chet HaMeraglim? They didn't believe that a human being is able to achieve mitzvahs without the presence of Hashem in front of him. They didn't believe they're able to leave the midbar. They didn't believe in themselves. There was a chisaron in the adab. And so as you go on through all the examples, the same thing. The other four things that happen in Shiva Esrei Tammuz are batel atomid. The tomid is the consistency, the consistent connection of Shemayim and Aretz. The fact that the year has a wall. What's the point of the wall? The wall differentiates between the city, Shilmala, Yushusayachid Oila Adla Rekia, the fact that the Yushalayim connects to Hashem Shilmala and the rest of the world. And a Petrovus comes and burns the Torah. The Torah, again, talking about similar to the Luchos. The Hemit Salam Be'echel, putting over the Zorn B'Samingdosh, all has to do with the Bito of the Koiches HaElyonim. When you get to the things of Tisha B'Av, it has to do with Tachtoinim. After we speak about Chet HaMeraglim, you have Churv HaBayis Barishayinu V'Shniyah. The Churban has to do with us. We know, as the Gemara told us earlier, up there in Shemayim, the Bais is never Charev. It's only down here for us that we don't have access to the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have Nilka de Beisa. Beisa is where you had the place, the potential of Mashiach, because you had over there Bar Kochva. And you had the potential of Am Yisrael to rebuild, but they missed it. Another Chisorin in the Adam. And finally, the last thing is Nichva Shair. The city was plowed. As Ramesh always mentioned, what does it mean plowing the city? What's the point? You already destroyed the city. You have to plow it. But the answer is they take Yerushalayim from being a mokam, a bais, a house, where we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a couple, as a unit, and make it into a field, into a sadeh. To what Yitzchak called it, a sadeh. Meaning now it's not a house anymore. We're losing our place of worship, place that we belong to. The five things that belong to Shiva Sabbatam is Chisorin and Gilui Shemaim. The five things of Tisha B'Av is Chisorin and a human being, and us. These are the tragedies of these 2 days, the days of Keneged Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Shemaim, and the day which is Keneged Yom Kippur, our Tikkun. That's the Kilkulin that belong to Beina Mitzorim that we have during this time, which will turn around when Mashiach comes, B'mehera B'Ameinu, Amen. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.